Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Melissa told us in the news earlier this morning that Mark Sanford sort of back in the news because his wife now is writing a tell-all book.
That's right. She's got a new memoir called Staying True, and she's actually going to be on an interview on 2020 on Friday night. And they're talking a little bit about this interview, and one of the things that came out was the fact that she admitted she had made a leap of faith when she married him. Now, remember, Governor Mark Sanford from South Carolina is the one that had the secret lover in Argentina, and he was like hiking on the Appalachian Trail was his big alibi at the time. So that's who this guy is. So his wife is coming out now, and she talks about how...
Remember also, because I think this is a key point, afterwards he said that the woman in Argentina was his soulmate.
That's right.
While he was still married to his wife.
That is correct.
And that was right before she took the kids and she said, okay, see ya.
See ya
later.
And
then moved down the street.
And he
right.
almost said it like it's an apology. Like, I'm really sorry this happened, but you know, I'm going to make things work with my wife. The girl in Argentina was my soulmate, but I understand I'm married, so I'm going to try to
This was
it
not
work.
Some like superficial affair.
Right.
That was my soulmate down in Argentina. Almost, sorry, wifey.
Yeah, right. Almost like saying it's okay.
Right.
I'm trying to see. Okay, they were married for 20 years before this happened. So 20 years ago when they got married, she talks about the fact that he refused to promise to be faithful because he insisted that the clause be removed from their wedding vows on being faithful to one another. And she says it bothered her. She said, but we were young. We were in love. I questioned it, but I got past it along with the other doubts I had. So she was confused, concerned by it, but went ahead and married him with those vows anyway.
And were the vows in a church?
I don't know.
I just wondered.
Why does that change things for you, if it was or was not?
I just wondered, like, what priest would allow that to happen.
That you're allowed to edit your vows like that?
Yeah, that you would be able to change the, you know, change the religious ceremony to sort of suit your needs, I guess.
Well, you can write your own vows.
Is there a standard vows, like in a church?
A la carte vows.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can change your own vows.
You can write your own vows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so he just decided, look, I don't know that I'm capable of that, so let's take that out.
Right.
My knee-jerk reaction this morning was like, well, if she knew that, and then now we fast forward 20 years, then can't she say to herself, well, I mean, I knew. I mean, he was telling me what he was at the time, and I decided to...
To ignore it.
Mm-hmm. But I think I've softened my stance on it since 6:30 this morning. And I'll tell you why, because I'll tell you what I was thinking of this morning.
You came strong early.
I did.
Yeah, he did.
Because he didn't say, I'm going to cheat on you. He said, I don't know that I'm capable of it. And I think that is two different things.
Capable of being monogamous?
Right.
And why get married?
Yeah. I would have a huge issue if that... If somebody made a stance like, you know what, I want just that, instead of saying, let's rewrite our vow, like he could have smoothed it over better and said, let's rewrite our vows and say what we want to say to one another, make it personal. And that way he gets away. I mean, I'm sorry to do that, but that's how he gets away with it. But for somebody to tell me, look, I'm going to marry you, but I just don't like the faithful part. I just can't do it. Then I would be like... I don't think I could get past that.
I think what I was drawing on earlier this morning was, I've told you guys, I have a friend who got married to a woman, and he told her before they got married, look, I don't want to ever have children. Never, 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 never. And then, never. And she said, okay, cool, that's fine. You know what? I want children, but you know what? I love you so much that I can do this. Let's go ahead and get married. So they get married, and like a week and a half later, he goes and he gets a vasectomy. He's serious about it, man. Mm-hmm. He's like, I told you, never, 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 never having a kid. And he said at that point, their relationship really started to go in the tank. Mm-hmm. Even though he told her we're never having kids, I think in her mind, she thought, you know what, once he gets married, he'll soften to the idea.
And she thought she could change him.
And she thought she could change him. She couldn't. They're divorced now. She lives on the West Coast. He lives here. And I was drawing on that for this story, but I think it is different. Like, he didn't say, I'm not going to be faithful. He just said, I'm not sure, I'm not capable.
Well, the thing is, too, I feel with women that also this accommodation that we, especially when we're younger, that we feel like we have to accommodate to others. It's almost like a natural instinct that we're going to just go along with something or make somebody happy, and we'll disregard what we're thinking because maybe we're overreacting because we're taught our emotions are just out of control. But the thing is, women need to stand up for what they feel. And if she had a problem with that, I don't think she stood up enough for it. You know what I mean? And the thing with the kid thing, I have some friends, same situation. He said, I don't want kids. And she married him anyway. And then it became a huge issue in their marriage.
Right.
She should have stood up for herself, you know? And if it's a huge difference and she believed in something strong enough, the first reaction I had to her was, why didn't you say something instead of just saying, well, okay,
well,
I'll do it
anyway.
Don't
think it's going to be a big deal. Like, you don't think like some of those things are going to ever present themselves as an issue. You know, like some of those things you should talk about are, you know, I don't know. You just never think that those things are going to be a big deal. I totally understand what she's coming from. Like, you're young, you're in love, you think everything's going to be perfect, you just go along with it.
Like, at your age, if you were going to get married and the guy said to you, let's take those that part of the vow out, would you go ahead and get married?
No. At a younger age, you might have. I think, like, for me, it's like religion. You know, like, you think, oh, that doesn't matter. That's not going to be a big deal. Or, I don't really care for his family. And you're like, or whatever it may be. And I'm not saying this based on my personal experience. I'm saying it, you know, based on anybody. You just think it's, none of that stuff's going to be a big deal. None of that stuff will matter. Hmm. We love each other. It doesn't matter that I'm a Christian and he's a Buddhist, you know, or I'm Jewish and, you know, and he's Muslim. It doesn't matter. We love each other.
But it goes back to.
And then, you know, years later, it presents itself to be a major issue. You just don't think it's going to when you're young.
But this one isn't like
love.
See, I can understand that line of sort of debate when it comes to religion, but not when it comes to infidelity. I mean, he's saying, I'm not sure I'm capable of being with just one woman. So I don't know how any woman
didn't say that.
He said, well,
he said, I want to
essentially did
he right. But I think if you've been dating somebody for X number of years and you got proposed to, and then you're getting married, and the date's set, and you're 2 weeks out, and you're going over your vows, and he says, I don't think that the faithful part, that just seems so, like, unneeded. In your mind, you go, yeah, you're right. Why do we have to put that in there? I mean, that's a given.
But yeah, I don't know. You don't know that that's the conversation they had.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I just think that he is a young man. You know. Anyway, he is a young man, is able to say exactly what he wants, and a young woman doesn't feel comfortable doing that, and she ends up getting, you know, it biting her in the butt in the end.
I think it was, you know, how I love quoting Oprah because it really makes me feel like a guy. but she said, I mean, I have heard her say before that men tell you all the time what they're all about. They scream it to you. Women don't listen. Here's a guy saying, I'm probably going to screw around on you. And she didn't listen. And 20 years later, he falls in love with his soulmate in Argentina. Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hi, how are y'all?
Okay, good. How are you?
I love you guys. I definitely agree with the girls and agree with what you just said. Even though I don't know if I've heard a man quote Oprah before, but I agree. I'm 22, almost 23, and I know as a girl, we kind of, as like society makes us lower our standards and kind of back down of what we want in a male because we feel like we can't find it. And so then we lower our standards and kind of back down like the girls are saying, and then we get married and realize, oh, now I'm in a load of crap that I didn't want to be in. You know what I mean? I think we need to not back down, you know?
Well, isn't that almost a hypocritical statement? Because if you're saying you're part of a society that makes women lower their standards and you engage in relationships that aren't secure for your future, aren't you part of that society? So if you don't do that, then you're sort of raising the bar for yourself.
Well, no, I'm saying that we need to go against it. That we need to go against. And not that we should continue the cycle, but that we should kind of go against this and not back down and lower our standards. Because I mean, I would have thought red flags would have gone up if this man said that he didn't want to be faithful. Like, that would have sent huge red flags in my face. So I'm saying to me too that I don't think we need to back down and lower what we really want to be happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And we don't know his reasoning that he gave her for taking that out either, because I think girls can be easily convinced at that young age. Even now, I mean, a guy can convince you of anything or convince you to do anything, especially being that young. So we don't know what he told her. Could be completely different in his mind.
Hey, Brooke.
Hello. Pound fail.
Gone. Hey, Robert, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys.
What's up, man?
Hate you, too.
Anyway, he could have been trying to secure herself, you know, with a nice future. I mean, this is the predominant man that's going to become, a senator or whatever. And she could have just been doing it to make sure that she had, you know, lived the high life, I guess you would say. Yeah. I mean, even in, with Bill Clinton and Hillary, with all that went down with them, she took and spent it and made it, you know, to her advantage. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, women are capable of, you know, putting themselves in a position that they want to because they know what they want to do and where they want to be with their life.
And if Jenny Sanford came out and said that, if she said, you know what, he said that, but you know what, I stayed because I knew that I would have a better life with him than other guys that I had dated, mm-hmm. I'd have more respect for
him. Right.
Because you're being honest, you know?
I guess that's it.
And yeah.
Pound awesome.
Pound Jenny Sanford.
If you want to at reply us, go ahead. And we're going to go ahead and log off now.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.